Page Reishai in Zion, last paragraph. Second column. What? First column. No, second column, V'nechbad. Vav we did. All right, we'll do Vav again. Maybe the first time. What we have is a very unique interpretation of Yatzev Inachayin, which has 16 expressions. And Rav Schwab's interpretation is that the 16 are 8 sets of 2. Just like Ani Hashem Alekechem, Shatzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Liyoschem Alekim, Ani Hashem Alekechem, there's 2 Ani Hashem Alekechems. The first one is Begalui, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and the second is Behester, during the Galus. So too, all of the pairs, for example, Yashar V'Neman was an easy one. When we left Mitzrayim, it was very clear to everybody, the Yashrus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Galus, it's Neman. It's a fair matter of Emuna to believe in the Yashar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So each of them, Emes and Yatsiv, Nachan and Kaim, Yashar V'Neman, Ov and Chaviv, which we may or may not have learned last night, we will look at again. Ov and Chaviv, it's here Mitzrayim when the Shechina was clear. It's indescribable the level of love. Sahar, Moshe was commanded to put a boundary around the mountain because people would push to climb up the mountain to go up to Hashem. Even after the mountain trembled, there was an awesome sound. Still, and the people trembled. Warned the people not to push to come up. It's a combination of awe and love. When God spoke to Klal Yisrael, it was like a kiss. And therefore, the Agdama to Shema is Hashem's love. So what are the two? Ov and Chaviv. Ov is beloved. How would you translate Chaviv? Chaviv, favorite?
Precious.
What?
Precious.
The Chavivus is a friendship. It's not quite a love, but Chavivus is a, someone's dear to you, right? Okay. It's a lower level of love, but he says, Zeu v'ovi b'vnan gila shchina, avu b'zmaneinu, in the Galus, panhagas hest upon him, we only have an appreciation of it. Now we want Shenazel Adagas Yishkein Mishikas Piyu. VaKesher Hanira Hu Rak BeBchinas Chaviv. Chaviv is like a favorite. Shenina Meitano Asagas Dagas Ahava Gadela Shalos. Yeah, Gaguim. Gaguim is a Hebrew expression for yearning for a relationship which is distant. So that is Ohov and Chaviv. The next two, Nechmad v'Noim. Nechmad, who hachefetz gadol v'atshuka chazaka. Chemda is a strong desire. Aval Noim einay b'tekef hatayva l'haragashas hani'imus b'davar. Appreciation of the sweetness of something. B'zman ha'oras p'nei Hashem. The same idea. When we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayinu nechmadim lo yizbarach, we felt nechmad. Same thing, Noira. Noira means fearsome. And Adir means powerful. So, Shabbazma Matan Torah, V'yecharad kol ha'om, everyone trembled, Be'im of Afachad. Avo Be'es, HaKoraseinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Takev V'chazek, V'adir, now, Ko'es, in our time, HaKoraseinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Takev V'chazek, V'adir. We recognize God is all powerful. Avaina bihira liras metecha esther she is barach naira. But there's no fearsome or awesome feeling in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, appear, and then misukan umakubal. Umisukan bismanche iru And Matan Torah, when the Midrashay Aksum, when all the Pesukim came alive to Klal Yisrael, to the degree that they understood that every tag, every crown has meaning, every word of Torah is mesukah and is prepared in a precise manner. Then a person could understand it from Torah. I'll share with you, there's a letter from Rabbi Saul Salanter, one of his, probably his second most famous letter after the, he has Nigeres HaMusar, which is the most famous of his letters. He has another letter about Derech HaLimud. And what he writes is that there were two tekufis in the Kabbalah Satorah of Klal Yisrael. Initially, before the Gemara was written down, the Mishnah and the Gemara were written down, people learned from a Sefer Torah. So the Avodah of Torah, the way he phrases it is this. He says, the Aleph Beis is given. No one started clarifying, why is this an Aleph? Why is that a Beis? There's certain things that are given. It's given. Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet are letters. And they form words. And the Harvanya, the working on learning, was to take out a Sefer Torah, read words, and see how from these words we come to certain conclusions in drashos or in halacha or in hashkafa. The work was darshaning the Torah. It says once the Mishnah and the Gemara were written and, so to speak, sealed, after that, to us, the drashos are given. We don't take out a Sefer Torah and make new drashos. The drashos are the given. And we try to be mefalpel, to understand the drashos, to understand the ramifications of the drashas, etc. That's Rabbi Saul Salanter's explanation. There are very few svarim today that explain how a drasha is derived from a pasuk. And it's interesting that two Pirushim HaChumash that do it are the Tor Tamimo, does it all the time, and in the Tziv, in his Pirish on Chumash, not as much as Tor Tamimah, but he also tries to explain how a drasha is derived from a pasuk. But generally speaking, that's not our avodah. Our avodah is we learn the Gemara, we learn the drasha, and then we move forward with it. That's what he's referring to. Looking at what he says, Mesukan and Mekubal, Mesukan, going back, Bizman She'iru Midrashay Aksuvim Lahaitzi Me'am Dov Var Hashem. When we were enlightened with the drashas of Psukim, Akadei Lahasik Kavonas Kol Tag V'Tag, we could look at the Torah and understand the meaning of every crown, Shekol Eisvais, Krebekibi Shadar, Shalkol Kites V'Kites, Tilim V'Tilim Shal Halachis. The Kites is the Kutzei Shal Yud, is the little piece of Yud that sticks up at the edge or sticks down at the edge. Are every Kites had meaning to him, because he darshed the Torah. Azrinu eshakal the Torah mesukanim yusadim b'moishav eisan. All of the words of Torah are solid. Avol keis hurak mekubal. Shalom aminim shakal mishas chachamim yusadim be'kray kaidish. We take on faith that all of Chazal's drashas are based on psukim. Anu mekabla ma'asher hirenu b'midrashay ha'makrayis kemes mukhletas. And we take the drashas as truth. That the word misukan is what he's saying is every pair, the first one goes on Shas Matan Torah or Shas Tias Mitzrayim, and the second goes on Adar. So he's saying is misukan umakubal, the drashas of the Torah, misukan originally. We were able to darshan the Torah to figure out how it's based on Torah, and today when we don't darshan Torah anymore, we try to figure out the Gemara. We don't darshan Sukkim in the Torah. It's mekubal. It's something that's that we take on faith the whole line, Achreinim from Yishayim, from Tgainim, from Amirah, from Tanoim, from Yishayim, from Gdaila, Minavim, the whole Torah Chadar, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Shkabal Torah, Shkabal Torah, Shkabal Torah, Shkabal Torah, Shkabal Torah, they try to explain it. They don't add explanation. No. They say, look, given the Torah Gemara darshins a certain thing, and from that drasha, where do you see it in the pasuk? Where do you see Zachar Zechariah Walayayin? If you also drasha that you have to make kiddush on wine, where do you see it from Zachar? So he tries in general to find the clues or the hints as to how it was seen in the word. And finally, the last two, v'toy v'yafe, v'zmanenu kosher liris ha'toyv, shall you make edem? It's not always easy to see the good. Yidiseinu rak v'kayach amuna sh'akol ha'toyva. We tell ourselves that everything is for the best. V'kaitzer haria shalanu, and our limited vision, goyrim, causes sh'makirim rak ha'yafe. Yafe is fine. Veina toiv agon is b'chol dover nika behedya. Hadover hazeh shani Hashem lekechem aleinu la'olam v'ed bein imon rayin gilishchena bein bizman hester pan. So we're going with the Rav Schwab's explanation that the 16 words go on the dover hazeh, which is ani Hashem lekechem, as I mentioned at the outset. I don't think all agree to this interpretation of Emes V'Yatziv, that those, I believe, who interpret it as going on Torah, not on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, he explains it this way. This is the Ani Hashem Elokeichem that we're going on.
What does Yafa mean now times?
What? So Yafa means it's fine. We can't see the Toiv in everything Hashem does for us. So we say it's fine. It's not the exact endorsement. Someone does something, you say, is that okay? You say it's fine. It's not the same as saying it's good. So we can't always see the good in it, so we say it's okay. You know, we try to have faith in the goodness of things, and to the degree that we can, we go with it. Just to connect this to a thought for Yom Kippur, the Pali Avayda of Yom Kippur is the Kohen Gadol spraying of the dam, and he spritzes the dam, achas lamaylo v'sheva lamata, which means that he sprays the dam upwards once and downwards seven times. Achas lamaylo v'sheva lamata, v'kacha yamoina, achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholesh, achas v'arba. And it's an interesting way of counting. You know, usually you tell somebody to do it eight times, so you don't start teaching him how to count. Kacha yamoina, achas, achas v'achas, achas an interpretation of it, which I saw, I'm not remembering the exact Maharam Malkam at the moment, is the following. The part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur is not just to celebrate the Yetzer Tov, which would be that we're like angels to celebrate the Yetzer Tov. You know, it's not really that way. We know there's a Sir La Hashem and a Sir La Azazel. They're two identical animals, one of which is a carbon La Hashem, and one which is taken out La Azazel, sort of to be, one is sacrificed at the Beis HaMikdash, and one is killed on a cliff. It's sort of almost like a carbon to the kaychus of Ra, so to speak. It's interesting, the Sir La Hashem is Mechaper on what? On Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav. You know, here you are, Yom Kippur, you take two identical animals, you take a gyral, and one says La Hashem. The other one is La Azazel. The Hashem came out in the right hand. That's the real one. So what's the real one? That's Mechaper al Tumas Migdash V'Kachav. If you ever went into the Beis HaMikdash Tameh or ate Kachim Tameh, it may have happened. It's Mechaper. It's nice. See La Azazel is Mechaper al Kol HaChatoim. It's Mechaper on everything. Isn't that strange? See La Azazel Mechaper on everything? And this is Tumas Migdash V'Kachav. Tumas Migdash V'Kadshav is for a holy person. He's busy with the Beis HaMikdash, with Kadshim. Holy people sometimes make mistakes too. That's one level of Kapara. The Sir La Azazel is for the everyman. A person who's not, you can't say he's totally a La Hashem person. He's a person that struggles. That's what the seal is. On Yom Kippur, we bring karbonis. The primary is not for the holy people, but for the regular people, for the Havoyim of Klal Yisrael. The achas lamaylo v'sheva lamata, the achas lamaylo is k'neged the Yetzer Tov. The Gemara says Yetzer Tov has one name, Yetzer Tov. Its aura has seven names. That's what Gemara says. Seven names. The seventh name is Tzofon. He's hidden. You know, the Yetzer Hara comes in many, many different guises. So we spritz achas lamayla, one keneged the Yetzer Tov, and seven keneged the Yetzer Hara. But we say, achas, achas for achas. In other words, we take the Yetzer Tov, we try to work with our inclinations, our not good midas, together with the Yetzer Tov. We don't do achas, nishtayim, shalosh. No, we do achas, achas v'achas. Achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba. That the koiches of kedusha of the Yetzer Tov should be mishabit, so to speak, the koiches of the Yetzer Hara to work also. There's a chazal that if not for the Yetzer Hara, it's a zayah, if not for the Yetzer Hara, there would be no pilpul in the Beis Medrash. Which is understood to mean that when two chavrusas get into an argument, if everybody were perfectly honest, probably the argument wouldn't last too long. But since each person has his own gaiva, so a person insists he's right. Insists he's right, the other one insists he's right. From that argument comes out a pursuit of the truth, a pursuit of proofs or indications that someone is right. That's the kayach of a popula d'arais. I have a woman called me with a shayla. And so I told her what I told her. Then she said, you know, there's a similar shayla, the other thing, and the Rav said it's awesome. I don't have to think about it. I spent some time in yeshiva today. It's your day, the Indian. So I spent some time on it. And I think the Rav was not correct. Now, she asked the other Rav. So I told her to call me back. She calls me back. I'll ask for the other Rav's phone number. I'll call him. I'll insist I'm right. I talked about it with some guys in the kollel today. And he may insist he's right. So hopefully, we'll argue and it'll become clear, you know, who's right. I mean, eventually he'll probably admit that I'm. interesting, Shaila. What?
That's the question.
Okay, hopefully at the end. Look, I have no personal gain in it, but that's the way. So the Yetzer Hara helps the Yetzer Tov, so to speak. It helps it along. Achas, 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 achas v'shnayim, achas v'arba. It's nice kavona when you're counting the Achas Lamayla, which is the Yetzer Tov, the Achas Lamata, the Kach is the Yetzer Hara. It's supposed to serve Hashem, b'shnei levavecha, with you two, with the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara.